grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty Creator and ever-living God, we worship your glory, eternal three in one, and we praise your power,
majestic one in three, keep us steadfast in this faith, defend us in all adversity, and bring us at last into your presence, where you live in endless joy and love, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
God speaks to us in scripture reading, preaching, and song. The first reading is from the 8th chapter of Proverbs. Does not wisdom call, and does not understanding raise her voice? On the heights beside the way, at the crossroad she takes her stand. Beside the gates in front of the town, at the entrance of the portals, she cries out. To you, O people, I call, and my cry is to all that live. The Lord created me at the beginning of his work, the first of his acts of long ago. Ages ago I was set up, at the first, before the beginning of the earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth, when there were no springs abounding with water. Before the mountains had been shaped, before the hills, I was brought forth. When he had not yet made earth and fields, or the world's first bits of soil, when he established the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he made firm the skies above, when he established the fountains of the deep, when he assigned to the sea its limit, so that the waters might not transgress his command, when he marked out the foundations of the earth. Then I was beside him like a master worker, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing before him always, rejoicing in him, in his inhabited world, and delighting in the human race. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Let us read Psalm 8 responsibly. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
Hear his glory is chanted above the heavens, out of the mouths of infants and children. You have set up a fortress against your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger.
When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars you have set in their courses,
what are your mortals that you should be mindful of them, human beings that you should care for them?
Yet you have made them little less than divine. With glory and honor you crown them.
You have made them rule over the works of your hands. You have put all things under their feet.
All flocks and cattle, even the wild beasts of the field.
The birds of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatever passes along the paths of the sea.
O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. The second reading is from the 5th chapter of Romans. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace at which we stand. And we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to John, the 16th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Today is Trinity Sunday. Trinity is not one of the easier doctrines to explain. For that matter, there were some discussions on Facebook about how many heresies would be preached today as people try to explain the Trinity. There is a site that's called Lutheran Satire, and it has a video where two Irish peasants ask St. Patrick to explain the Trinity. And St. Patrick tries. He states that there are three persons of the Trinity, but only one God. And they ask him to give an analogy so that they can understand. So he first tries this analogy, that the Trinity is like water, which can be found in three forms, liquid, solid, and gas. They stop him, asserting that this is a heresy of modalism, that there were merely three different forms of God. He tries again and says that the Trinity is like the sun, the star, light, and heat. But they stop him again, asserting that this time he is espousing Arianism. He tries again that the Trinity is like a three-leaf clover, and they stop him, stating that this is a heresy of partialism. And he tries another time, and finally, in a bit of an outrage, he states, "The Trinity is a mystery which cannot be comprehended by human reason, but is understood only through faith and best confessed in the words of the Athanasian Creed, which states that we worship one God in Trinity and Trinity in unity, neither confusing the persons nor dividing the substance, that we are compelled by the Christian faith to confess that each distinct person is God and Lord, and that the deity of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is one, equal in glory, co-equal in majesty." And the peasants pause for a moment and say, "Why didn't you just say that in the first place?" The Spirit will guide you into all the truth, including things that are to come. What the Spirit, as teacher and guide, will do is to continue what Jesus has already made known about the one who sent him. And each of our lessons for today presents an opportunity for the Holy Spirit to guide us further into that truth. Our first lesson from the book of Proverbs is rich in poetic images about the rightness and orderliness of the world that God created. It introduces the figure of wisdom, which is personified as a feminine image. Wisdom stands on the heights, beside the way, at the crossroads, and beside the gates, in all the highly visible places, to declare God's creative skill and power in fashioning the world. Although our human eyes may see the world as composed of random parts, wisdom sees God's hand at work in everything, with God and wisdom rejoicing in the inhabited world and delighting in the human race. Psalm 8 describes God's majesty as the psalmist gazes in wonder at creation, exclaiming, "When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars you have set in their courses, what are mere mortals that you should be mindful of them? Human beings that you should care for them?" The psalmist answers that question by stating the ways that God does care for human beings, giving them glory and honor, putting them in charge of the creatures of the land, sea, and air. God has chosen to share God's creative power with human beings, allowing us to partner in the care of all creation. Our reading from Romans reminds us that we are justified by faith and have access to God's grace, boasting in our hope of sharing the glory of God. But it also speaks of boasting in our sufferings, knowing that those sufferings produce hope. I recently read a marvelous definition of hope. Hope is the expectation of what we do not yet possess. It does not make sense to hope for something you already have. We are told that hope does not disappoint us because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Hope refers to confidence and trust. God's love for all of humankind is shown through the sending of Jesus and the pouring out of that love through the Spirit. Believers in God have peace through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have access to grace, a grace in which we stand. God's glory enables us to hope that we can share in that glory. God's love comes into the human heart through the Holy Spirit. Thus we have peace, hope, and love because of the actions of God in Jesus and the sustaining power of the Holy Spirit. We live in peace with God because of Jesus. We know the love of God because the Holy Spirit has poured out that love to us. And our gospel lesson is part of Jesus' farewell discourse. In it, Jesus once again promises the Holy Spirit. This is the fifth time he's promised the Holy Spirit. Last week, the promise was that the Holy Spirit would come as advocate. This week, it is that the Holy Spirit will come as guide and teacher. Jesus tells his disciples that there is so much that he wants to tell them, but they cannot possibly grasp all that he has to say. They cannot understand all that he wishes to tell them about who he is and how all that he has done and said points to the Father. Thus, there is a need for the Spirit to serve as the ongoing teacher and guide in the life of the church. The Spirit will guide believers into all the truth, declaring the things that are to come, which would include the challenges that the church will face as it lives out its calling to proclaim God's love, grace, and justice to the world. How much we need that ongoing guidance of the Holy Spirit to help us live out that calling today. When we look closely at the text, we can see what scholars refer to as perichoresis, the movement of the three in one and one in three that is the Trinity, the way they interweave as in a divine dance. As one commentator, Mita Stamper, points out, the text moves from Jesus through the Spirit to us, and from Jesus back to the one who sent him. Jesus, us, Spirit, us, Spirit, Jesus, Spirit, us, Father, Jesus, Spirit, us. And paints a picture of the eternal love flowing from the one who sends to the sent one, to the Spirit who dwells in us in abiding love and makes us love bearers for, in, and with God, sent out ourselves into the world to bear witness to it with our love. The loving circle of God, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit draw us into itself and moves us out in the world with it. Stamper points back to the gospel readings of the past two Sundays and imagines a three-paneled scene. In one panel, Jesus comforts and prays for those who are his own, including us. In the second panel, the one for Pentecost Sunday, she states, "We lift off on the wings of the Spirit from Easter, held in a love beyond time, and soar into the heart of the Trinity with the risen Christ." Then in a third panel, as part of the Trinitarian dance of love, we also become bearers of God's love for our neighbors and the world. For the past two Sundays, we've heard that the Spirit guides us in the truth. That truth is a relationship with one who loves us with a love so deep that it is beyond our human understanding. As we grow more and more in love with the one who is love itself and truth itself, we are able to share that love with the world. As the Spirit guides us on the way of love, a space is created for us and in us to join in that dance of loving relationship. The Trinity is a set of relationships bound together by the energy of love moving in the world, acting on the world, sharing energy with the world. There is space for everyone, and all are invited to join the dance, pouring out love for one another just as the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit share their mutual love. Everywhere that communities move together, using that energy of love for peace, harmony, and justice, that dance of love grows and expands and invites others in. Love. That is the great mystery. That is the great invitation. Amen. Let us join together in our hymn of the day.
Come Join the Dance of Trinity. It is number 412. Using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended to heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. United in Christ and guided by the Spirit, we pray for the Church, the creation, and all in need. One God, giver of life, you established peace through your Son and gave your Church the hope of sharing in your glory. Enliven us by your Spirit to speak and act in love for the sake of the world. God of grace, hear our prayer. Creator of all, you rejoice in creation and have given humankind responsibility for the works of your hands. Instill in everyone your spirit of care for the earth, especially in areas threatened by ecological devastation. God of grace, hear our prayer. Loving Redeemer, you delight in the human race. Move the hearts of world leaders to seek wisdom, speak truth, and care for all endangered by poverty, prejudice, or violence. Further the work of international collaboration and peacemaking. God of grace, hear our prayer. Abiding Comforter, you call out to all who live. Restore severed relationships and protect children who lack trustworthy caregivers. Grant hope to those who are experiencing fear, pain, or grief, especially those who are listed on our prayer chain and those that we name either aloud or in the quietness of our hearts. God of grace, Hear our prayer. Holy Three, you are community and you create community. Build up ministries that support those who are isolated or lonely. Give endurance as we nurture vital relationships in our congregation and beyond. God of grace, hear our prayer. Holy God, we remember your saints for their strong faith and witness, even unto death. Console grieving families. Stir up in us the resolve to end the sin of white supremacy and pursue the courageous path of justice. God of grace, hear our prayer. God of every time and place, in Jesus' name and filled with your Holy Spirit, we entrust these spoken prayers and those in our hearts into your holy keeping. Amen. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share with one another a sign of that peace. We thank you for sending in your offerings to the church or giving through online banking. Let us join together in our offertory, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty.
mighty, holy and immortal, you we praise and glorify, you we worship and adore. You formed the earth from chaos. You encircled the globe with air. You created fire for warmth and light. You nourished the lands with water. You molded us in your image, and with mercy higher than the mountains, with grace deeper than the seas, you blessed the Israelites and cherished them as your own, that also we, estranged and dying, might be adopted to live in your spirit. You called to us through the life and death of Jesus. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Together, as the body of Christ, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
With this bread and cup, we remember your Son, the firstborn of your new creation. We remember his life lived for others, and his death and resurrection, which renews the face of the earth. We await his coming, when, with the world made perfect for your wisdom, all our sins and sorrows will be no more. Amen.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Holy God, holy and merciful one, holy and compassionate, send upon us and this your meal your Holy Spirit, whose breath revives us for life, whose fire rouses us to love. Enfold in your arms all who share this holy food. Nourish in us the fruits of the Spirit, that we may be a living tree, sharing your bounty with all the world. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Holy and benevolent God, receive our praise and petitions as Jesus received the cry of the needy, and fill us with your blessing until, needy no longer and bound to you in love, we feast forever in the triumph of the Lamb, for whom all glory and honor is yours, O God, O Living One, with the Holy Spirit in your Holy Church, now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Taste and see that the Lord is good. All are invited to join us for communion.
Thank you. blood of Christ shed for you. The 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 body of Christ shed for you. The blood of Christ shed for you.
Hear us, we love you.
good news.
Thanks be to God.